Scripture passage from the Old Testament today is from the book of 2 Samuel, and it has been written such that it seems to be almost along the lines of a brief eulogy, or something having the sense of an obituary to it, as it is a very short précis of the life of David. In order to better understand our reading today, we need to fill out this précis into a more fulsome exploration of David's life. The name David means one who is well beloved. He was born the eighth and youngest son of Jesse, a resident of Bethlehem. Jesse was the great-grandson of Ruth, who was married to Boaz. She is the person who wrote the book of Ruth in the Old Testament. At a young age, perhaps 5 or 6 years old, David was sent alone to tend his father's sheep, a job that was usually reserved for a lowly servant or the least esteemed member of the family. Such an old person was, or young person, were not the people that were esteemed in their family. One day, while David was caring for his father's sheep, the prophet Samuel was sent by God to go on a special trip to Bethlehem, where he is supposed to anoint the man who will be God's choice to replace the king after he has died. He asks to see all of Jesse's sons. One by one, these young men are paraded before Samuel, and one by one, each is revealed not to be the one God has chosen to be the successor to King Saul. Samuel is perplexed, and he asks Jesse, "Are there any other boys in the family?" Jesse says that there is one young boy, David. David is fetched from the fields, and the youngest and least valued son of Jesse comes in. And so it is that the youngest and least of all the brothers is anointed to be the next king in front of his father and brothers. And the Spirit of God came upon him in power from that day on. David will be king after King Saul dies. But David doesn't sit around and do nothing until he becomes king. He joins in the fight against the invading Philistines. Sometime later, after his anointing, David fights an enormous man who had been harassing Israel and killing its warriors. And so David takes the life of Goliath, a man about 9 feet tall, using his slingshot and some pebbles and the power of God. David, who was still a teenager, had a strong basic faith in God, which led him to conclude that God would ultimately defend those who are his. Somehow, that entire army of Israel failed to understand. Their focus was on how experienced and physically powerful the enemy's champion was. David spent hours and hours worshiping God as he minded his father's flocks, listening to God, and writing music. Indeed, one half of the 150 Psalms in the Bible are attributed to David. David knew God. His focus was on God, not Goliath. And that was why he was able to free the children of Israel from the tyranny of the Philistines. Psalm 22 tells us that God lies within the praises of his people. And I have found that to be true in my life as well. When we live and spend time worshiping God, singing psalms and hymns throughout the day, whether aloud or in my head, I am changed, less likely to focus on what is bothering me, focusing on what God is and his great love for me. And it changes me and gives me peace no matter what is going on in the world or what is going on in my life. You may say, well, that's easy for you. You're a priest. Well, that's not true. I was not always a priest. Some of you will remember when I was a theological student assisting the Reverend Steve Shaw at the time the building was being constructed. At the time, I was working full-time as a consultant pharmacist while taking courses in theology. And while I traveled from my home in North York to areas of Burlington to Peterborough, I discovered that my commute was a great time to spend time in worship, and that changed and formed me. You will find that as you worship God through your day, day after day, that you will be changed, perhaps becoming less likely to shake your head or give a rude hand gesture in response to someone cutting you off in traffic, or becoming more likely to take the time to hear the tale of woe of someone in your condo building when all you wanted to do was just have a quick trip to the grocery store to pick up some milk and eggs. Taking time to listen to others. Do you remember when your children were in their early teens and as various and sundry children came in and out of their lives, how they were changed for better or worse, depending on who they were hanging out with? Just as our children were changed when they were changed, they spent time with their friends, and they were changed. So it is with God. We are changed when we spend time with God, and God can and will change us as we spend time with Him. Worship draws us closer to God, and that changes us to be more like Him. Most people find music to be one of the easiest ways in which we can move closer to God. Experiment. Find out what kind of music draws you closer to God, to prayer, and to acts of service and kindness. God lives within the prayers of His people. May we find ourselves closer and closer to our Lord. Amen.